The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, golf enthusiasts from all over the world are expected to descend on Kilkenny for the next couple of days as the Irish Open is taking place at Mount Juliet Estate. However, for those hoping to get to the event and find accommodation locally, it's proving to be very difficult, with hundreds of properties listed near the site to cost anywhere between €2,000 and €50,000 for the week. Now, I'm joined by Patricia Michael Hennessy, owner of the Tower House B&B in Thomastown, to tell us more. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. How is your B&B business this morning? Is it a good summer?
Marvellous summer, yes, at the moment. Marvellous. The weather is a deluge of rain, but apart from that, yes, very good, very good. Yeah, a lot of Americans. Yeah, first time in, I suppose, 4 years that we've had the Americans back in huge numbers. Yeah, right across the board, Australians, Europeans. So it's a great feeling. It's great to see it.
Now, do you have a big golf crowd or are they general tourists?
No, to be general tourists. Yeah, general tourists. Now, this week, obviously, we have golfers and people surrounding the golf, you know, maybe people working there are providing services.
Yeah.
So we would have a mixture.
Now, have you finished with your breakfast service? It's only 9 o'clock. Are they all well fed at this point?
Yeah, the golfers get fed in Mount Juliet for their breakfast. So the courtesy car collected them at 7. So I just had Americans and Australians, and they like breakfast at 7:30 because they like to go out and tour and etc. So they're all gone. So we're all done and dusted for the day until this evening.
And tell us, do they like the full Irish, or are they all very health conscious and they want cereals and nuts and things like that?
We would have a very, very big breakfast menu. Yeah, we make our own granola and brown bread, and we would have the full Irish would be favourite at weekends with wedding guests that are maybe attending wedding in Mount Juliet but stay with us. Maybe they have had a little hangover cure, but generally the regular guest, we'll say, goes for the more healthy options. We would have, we'll say, smoked salmon omelettes. We would have a power omelette. We would have a boxty pancake. A huge menu. I think we have 12 hot main courses on it. So it's a variety, yeah. We cater for vegans, gluten-free, everything, because, you know, you come across that now all the time. You know, people with various diets.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely delicious, I have to say. Patricia, now what do you make of the what is being called price gouging for accommodation locally for the week of the Open?
Well, I think people just run away with themselves, really, you know. We here in the Tower House B&B didn't raise a price at all. If you book this week or if you book next week, it's the same price. We didn't raise our price for the golf at all, because I feel personally that you have to give people value for money. Or they won't spread the word, and that's the best form of advertising, just word of mouth. So we just kept our price the same. I do believe listening locally, and I feel sorry for people like drivers or that chauffeurs that you know wouldn't be getting on a huge wage, and maybe have to drive a couple of hundred miles after they've dropped their client off because they can't get accommodation locally. You know, there are lots of people involved with the services that might necessarily be on huge money and couldn't afford those ridiculous prices. And they're Walter Mainland, whoever has put them out there, you know. I don't think it's feasible. And I do believe a lot of the houses mightn't have been taken.
Do people kind of vacate their own houses and go to stay with friends and relations so they can make a big killing for the week of the golf?
I think that's what they thought, but I don't think that has happened in reality, from what I understand, yeah. A lot of people thought they were going to get 2 weeks abroad for the big lump that they were going to get or build an extension, but I think the reality is that hasn't happened.
Yeah. The lessons, of course, might be that they, you know, they'll never do it again, having gone to an awful lot of trouble, and their house lies pristine but empty for the week.
Yeah. That's my understanding of what has happened. Yeah, people had utopian dreams about what they were going to do and prices they were going to get, and one was beating the other down with price. But it hasn't happened. To my knowledge, it hasn't happened anyway. And, you know, we're only a small community here in Thomastown, and you'd hear a very close community, and you'd hear most things going on. So the reality is that if their houses are let, they certainly have to drop the price considerably.
All right. And would you all tend to know, now don't mention any names, the people involved? I mean, would you say anything to them if you met them in the supermarket or the post office? Or would you let them be?
Sorry, can you, how did the people...
No, I'm saying that it's a small community, so you'd know all the people who are maybe putting up their prices extortionately. Would you say anything to them?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't know. One person did mention it to me, and he just laughed at me, and he said, I should have known. He said, I was just greedy. That's what he said. And I said, well, sure, that happens, you know, to us all. So, the reality is I don't think those prices were achieved. Or, well, if there were, somebody was very stupid to pay that kind of money, you know. Because no bed is worth that kind of money.
Yeah. As far as you're concerned anyway, goodwill, word of mouth, they're the key ingredients to hospitality in Ireland, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, and just, you know, talk to your customers and, you know, the guests, and make them feel at home, I suppose, as much home from home and as much warmth as you can give them. Nothing clinical like you'd see maybe in a chain of hotels where they wouldn't be recognised. So that's very much, we're very much the Cead Mhéile Fáilte welcome here.
Well, it sounds like you run a great establishment in Thomastown. It's called the Tower House B&B, and the landlady herself, Patricia Michael Hennessy, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.